Welcome in to Tony Broom Ministries, the old-time preaching from God's Holy Word to reach a world for Jesus Christ. Here's a Bible message entitled, The Gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus had been talking to a woman at the well, and she was amazed that he would ask a drink of water from her. She was a woman of Samaria. How did the Jews have any dealings with the Samaritans? How are you asking a drink of water from me? And Jesus told her in John chapter 4, verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The gift of God. If you knew who it was that was talking to you, and if you knew the gift of God, I want to talk to us for a few minutes about the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Ghost is called the gift of God. If you knew who I was, and I'm not talking about I, me, but this is what Jesus was telling the woman. If you knew who I am, the one who is talking to you, and if you knew what the gift of God was, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The gift of the Holy Ghost is living water. She was amazed. She said, How can you do that? You don't have anything to draw with. The well is deep. You must be greater than Jacob. Oh, yeah, he's a whole lot greater than Jacob. You must be greater than our father. You must be able to do something. And he said, if you drink of the well that's in this water, you will thirst again. But in verse 14, he said, Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The Holy Spirit is like a fountain. It gushes forth and springs up into everlasting life. The well has physical water in the physical well, and it will quench your physical thirst, but nothing will quench your spiritual thirst like the Holy Spirit, like Jesus. He said, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that was talking to you, you would ask him, and he would have given you this living water. If you drink of this water, you will never thirst, but the water that I will give you will be in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life. We're not Christians just because we say we're Christians. We have the witness living on the inside of us, which proves that we are believers, because it's a well of springing water. In chapter 7, verse 37, In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. You may have been thirsty all of your life. Perhaps you drank Gatorade. Perhaps you drank water. Perhaps you drank tea or coffee or something like that. Maybe an RC and a moon pie or something every once in a while. Who knows? Whatever you drink, as long as it's soft drink, not no hard drink, just soft drink, believers drink. But it still leaves you thirsty because it only satisfies physically. But if any man thirst, if you have a spiritual thirst, he said, let him come unto me and drink. You say, well, how do you drink? He that believes on me. That's how you drink, by believing on Jesus. The scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. It's that well of water that springs up into everlasting life. There was a man in Acts chapter 8 who tried to buy the gift of God. But Peter said to him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. The gift of God is not available for purchase. And preachers on TV have made merchandise of the gospel. Jesus said, Freely you have received, freely give. It's not available to buy. You couldn't buy it with all the money in Fort Knox. You couldn't buy it with all the money in the world, because the price has already been paid. The gift of God is available, but it's not available for sale, not available for money. The gift of God is indeed the gift of the Holy Ghost. in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. His policeman, he came to the house and he arrested a man. And he wondered, why in the world was he so easy to arrest? And he even asked the guy, he said, what in the world did you give up so easy for? Well, he said, you know, this woman in the house, she said, I got an Acts 2:38, so man, I just figured I'd relinquish real quick. And God had told her, you know, you better quote scripture when you're afraid. She said, Acts 2:38. Man said that he thought she said he had Acts in 2:38, so he better give up real quick, you know. Well, Peter said unto them, repent, that's salvation, repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. That's water baptism, but it also speaks of sanctification. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is indeed a gift. It's not something, and he's not something that you earn. It is a gift. The gift of God is the gift of the Holy Ghost. The promise is unto you and to your children, to all who are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. He makes no distinction in who receives. The only thing that you have to be born again, and you have to have a sanctified heart and be ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He wants you to have the gift of God. He wants you to have the gift of the Holy Ghost. The very fact that it is a gift, and I say it is not, the Spirit is not an it, but the gift is an it. The very fact that it is a gift, the gift is it, and the very fact that it's a gift is because he wants you to have this gift of God. He wants you to have the Holy Spirit. When you receive Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into your heart. But when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, he gives you power to live the Christian life. Amen. In Acts chapter 10, Peter speaks to the house of Cornelius. Verse 34, Peter opens his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. God does not respect anyone's person, but he does respect the fact that when we come to him as Savior and make him our Lord, he delights in filling us with the Holy Ghost. He delights in sanctifying a believer, breaking the power of sin over your heart and your life. So you don't have to go through that struggle every day, wondering whether you're up or wondering whether you're down, wondering whether you're saved, wondering whether you're lost. Are you going to be good enough? Are you going to fast enough? Are you going to pray enough? What can I do to please my Heavenly Father? Well, we all want to please our Heavenly Father, but all we have to do is just walk in the way of righteousness. In every nation, he who does what's right, that's what it's talking about, living right. In every nation, he who fears God and works righteousness, you're living right, is accepted with him. He makes us accepted in the Beloved. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say you know. Peter said, you already know the word. You just need me to preach it to you a little bit and stir it up a little bit, but you already know what the word says. The word that was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. John preached that you would repent and bring forth fruits meet for repentance and be baptized. He said, I baptize you with water to repentance, but the one who comes after me is mightier than I. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And Peter says this word began to be published in the baptism that John did. John the Baptist, he began to preach and Christ came, and then Christ came and how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I want to tell you about Jesus. He's the one who went about doing good. He's the one who preached. He's the one who taught. He's the one who healed the sick, made the blind to see, and cleansed the lepers. He's the one who raised the dead. We are are witnesses of all these things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. He spoke about the cross. He spoke about the blood. He spoke about the resurrection. I want to tell you that the one that they put on the tree and slew, that he, God raised him from the dead, and he's now alive. He's a resurrected Lord. And he showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. We saw him. We ate with him. We drunk with him. We had fellowship with him after he arose from the dead. We have no doubt to know that he really did rise from the dead. He commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and the dead. Jesus will judge you whether you're quick, whether you're alive, or whether you're dead. You still got to stand before God. You got to give an account for the things done in your life. If you're a Christian, you'll stand before him for the works you've done. If you're lost, you'll stand before him for the sins you've done. Either way, you got to stand before God. He is the one who will judge the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. And God couldn't stand it any longer. God had waited for years. He had waited for the Gentiles to hear the gospel. He had waited for Israel to respond to the gospel, and Israel rejected their Messiah, and God raised him up a people, and he couldn't wait any longer. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. What a day that was. What a glorious time that was. What a day it was in the heart of God. What a gladness that came into the heart of God that day when the gospel came to the Gentiles and God poured out the Spirit of God. He poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost on those who heard the word of God. They of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. God didn't just give you a little slip of paper. He poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost on those who were there. And those Jews who came with Peter, they couldn't believe it. They thought they had a Pentecostal special deal on God. You know, they thought they had God in a Jewish box and they had a special favor with God. But God is merciful to who he will be merciful. And God will reach out to anyone who reaches out to him. God loves us all. And he reached out to the Gentiles. And these Jewish believers, they couldn't believe it. They said, wow, I can't believe it. It's amazing that God is pouring out his Spirit on them just like he did on us in the beginning. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. The same Holy Ghost that came on the Jews came on the Gentiles. The same Holy Ghost that caused the Jews in the upper room to speak in tongues is now causing the Gentiles to speak in tongues. The same God who pours it out on the white man, poured it out on the black man, poured it out on the brown man, poured it out on the yellow man. He pours it out on all the flesh. He said, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Hallelujah to his name. Peter said, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Now they were baptized in the Holy Ghost before they were baptized in water. And those in Acts chapter 2, they were baptized in water. These in Acts chapter 10, they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. Then they were baptized in water. God is not so concerned about whether you're baptized in water. He wants you to be, but he wants you to be baptized in water. He wants you to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. He wants you to be baptized in love. He wants you to be baptized in forgiveness. And he just wants to wash you all over. Amen. He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they prayed him to tarry certain days. You know, when you got a good thing going, you just don't want him to leave, do you? Just stay a little longer. There's an old song written about it. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Pray all night, pray a little longer. I put some Christian words to it. So, that's what you got to do. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Pray all night, pray a little longer. Don't worry about your hat and your coat. Just throw it in the corner. All you got to do is just stay a little longer. the gift of God, the gift of the Holy Ghost, and the like gifts. You know, everybody's liking each other. You like that on Facebook. You like the video. There is a like gift. That is an equal gift. We're all equal in His sight. Amen. These people back in Jerusalem, they got wind of what was going on. You know, gossip has a way of going. Even good gossip has a way of going. Didn't just start now. Back in the early church. And they confronted Peter about it. I hear you eating and drinking with these Gentiles. Now just tell me. Go ahead and tell me right now. Did you have any ham? Huh? Go on, tell me. Peter said, you wouldn't believe it if I told you. We were just there, and I was speaking the word of God to them. God told me not to call anything common, anything bad that He had cleansed and made it clean. If God cleanses it, if God blesses it, it's blessed. And He told me that. And I began to speak to them, and He said in chapter 11, verse 15, as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us in the beginning. You just wouldn't believe it. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how that He said, John indeed baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift, the equal gift, He didn't cut it down just because they were not Jews. He gave them the same thing that He gave us. God is an equal opportunity employer. He gives them the same thing. He treats us all alike. And if God is seeming to be treating someone better than He's treating you, it's because perhaps they're in a better position to receive the blessings of God. It's not that God has any favorites. God doesn't have favorites, but He does have favors, and He blesses and bestows those favors on those who are able and ready to receive. Amen. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as He did unto us, which believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I? Who was I that I could withstand God? When they heard that, these things, they held their peace. That's a good thing to do a lot of times when you're in church. Not just in church, but I'm talking about church folks. Need to learn how to hold our peace. But when it comes time to praise God, we don't need to hold our peace. We need to speak up and give God the glory. When they heard this testimony of how what God had done, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Salvation came. The gift of God came. Psalm 68, verse 18. It talks about the Son. He speaks through the prophet, and he's speaking about the Son of God. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. That thing which captured and captivated us and kept us in sin, kept us away from God, kept us from receiving the blessing of God, kept us from being saved, kept us from being Spirit-filled. He took that thing, that captive. He took captivity and led it captive. Oh, that's a wonderful thing He did for us. He ascended up on high. He has led captivity captive. He told captivity, come on, you be my prisoner. I'll take you prisoner. You come on with me. And He took captivity out of the way. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Even for those who rebel, even those who don't listen, even for those who don't get right with God, they cannot deny the power and the moving of God. Even for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. The gift of God, the gift of the Holy Ghost, the like gift. The Holy Ghost is the gift of God. It's a benefit of salvation. Not the same thing as the experience of salvation, but it's part of the package. It's part of the fringe benefits. There are a lot of benefits to being saved and being right with God. You're not saved by feelings, but it sure does feel good to be right with God. Amen. You're sanctified, you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, all these kind of benefits. He gives you a promise of healing. He gives you a promise to comfort you, to help you, to be with you, never forsake you. There are all kinds of benefits being saved and being right with God. That scripture is referred to in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And in Psalm 68, it said he received gifts for men. And in Ephesians 4, it said he gave gifts unto men. Jesus is the one who gives you the gift of eternal life. Jesus is the one who gives you the Holy Ghost. He is the one who baptizes you with the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the one. Yes, he's the only one. Let him have his way until the day is done. Jesus is the one who baptizes us in the Holy Ghost. He is the one who sheds forth the Spirit of God into your heart. And when the Spirit comes into your heart is filled with love. You love people. You love babies. You love older people. You love younger people. You love people who are even hard to get along with. You love everybody because Jesus is love. God is love. He puts love in your heart. The gift of the Holy Ghost is a gift of love, the gift of power to be able to live the Christian life. He is indeed the gift of the Holy Ghost. God's Spirit, God is a Spirit, and they who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Spirit of God, God the Spirit, has always been here. God's Spirit was here before the world was made. He has always been here. But as the Holy Ghost, the person of the Holy Ghost, now He came upon the prophets, He spoke to them, holy men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. He conceived Christ in the womb of the Virgin Mary. He was upon that older man Simeon who blessed the child in the temple. The Holy Ghost. But as a person, the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. And He is a gift that God wants you to have. To be filled and to be blessed with the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Ghost is God's most precious gift to the church. The most precious gift to a person is the gift of salvation. But the most precious gift to the church, those who are saved, is the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you for using some of your valuable time to be our guest, to listen to the old-time preaching from God's Word. The title has been, The Gift of the Holy Ghost. Make sure that you have received Christ Jesus as your Savior and made Him your Lord. He will be most happy to sanctify you and give you the gift of His blessed Holy Spirit. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.